AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. About a year and a half after taking office, the White House says President Biden has tested positive for the coronavirus. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president has very mild symptoms and has started taking Paxlovid, an antiviral designed to reduce the virus's severity. She says he will isolate at the White House and keep fully carrying out all his duties. The 79-year-old president is fully vaccinated and double boosted. His positive test this morning came after a negative result Tuesday. In between, he visited Massachusetts and was overseas last week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House is debating a bill to include the use of contraceptives into law. Washington Republican Kathy McMorris Rogers is in opposition.
Every woman's potential journey to motherhood is different, and I support their access to contraception. However, this legislation has a lot of problems. Democrats just introduced it on Friday and debated it for the first time on Monday in the Rules Committee. And since then, they've had to introduce multiple amendments to address their own failures to draft good policy.
A new AP NORC poll shows a majority of Americans say Congress should pass a law guaranteeing access to legal abortion nationwide. And over half say they feel at least somewhat sad or angry about the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Tonight, the House committee investigating the Capitol riot aims to make a case that Donald Trump's lies about a stolen election fueled the grisly January 6th attack on the Capitol. The panel will delve into the 187 minutes in which it says Trump did nothing to stop the violence, but instead gleefully watched on television. Stocks are making tentative moves lower on Wall Street, following news about the economy, interest rates, and corporate profits. This is AP News. The pop culture extravaganza in San Diego, Comic-Con International, is back. The pandemic forced Comic-Con to go virtual. Fully costumed David Verniger says it's nice to be back.
This was a tradition I had, and then I brought my wife on our first date to Comic-Con, so it's a very special thing for us. And as soon as my son's old enough, I'm bringing him in as well.
As required at Comic-Con, nearly all wore masks, the protective kind, not the supervillain kind. Ariella Landeroff is okay with that.
I would say a tiny bit of me that's nervous, as everyone is all the time, but I mean, they're really good about, you know, making sure everyone has their proper identification.
People like Valerie Lawton feel they fit in at Comic-Con.
You're in line and somebody's talking about Pokemon, and when you're in real life, you're the lonely person talking about Pokemon. So it's just nice to feel like everybody around you is just as invested as you are.
People were dressed as Star Wars stormtroopers. Even Chucky from Child's Play emerged from one cosplayer's stomach. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.